Joined this morning by Stephanie Empson, who is the co-director of the Rosa Luxemburg Stiftung, New York City. She's formerly a professor of gender and diversity at the Beuth Hochschule in Berlin, and she's a longtime advocate for women's movements here in the U.S. and in Germany. She was also a member of the executive board of the Rosa Luxemburg Stiftung. Stephanie Empson, Dr. Stephanie Empson, thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So tell us again. This UN summit. We try to do coverage of it because essentially no other media really focuses on this important global forum that takes place every year. You're working alongside Madre, an organization that is no stranger to WBAI listeners, in bringing a lot of these women together. What are your plans, and what is on the agenda in the coming weeks?
Yeah, I mean, you did already a great job introducing the forum. It is, as you said, a joint project by Rosa Luxemburg Stiftung's New York office and Madre. And what we are doing is that we are bringing, we are hosting a delegation of 12 indigenous women leaders from Africa, Asia, Latin America, and North America during the UN Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues. And so our broader goal is to support indigenous women in their advocacy work at the United Nations, in particular this year regarding the efforts to shape discussions on climate change. And what we want to do with that is to create space. So we want space for the exchange of knowledge between indigenous women from different regions, but also space for networking and space for the discussion of political strategies.
So let's talk a little bit about that, because we've been covering this forum for many years, mm-hmm. and I've spoken to indigenous activists and leaders from around the world who've commented they enjoy coming here, they love meeting with other colleagues partners in different parts of the world, building solidarity movements, building collaborative initiatives. But on the other hand, when it comes down to being on the ground and getting, the brass tacks of being on the ground back in their home countries, that very often the results are negligible, if at all. So what are your thoughts about that, about the effectiveness and the role of this permanent forum on the lives of, for example, the many women that you're bringing up as part of this?
Yeah, I mean, it's clear that an agency like the United Nations has its limits, and I think WBI listeners will be very much aware of these limits. So I am always, though, impressed by how effectively some of these activists still use this international forum. And I think we have some very seasoned activists, among the women who have been inviting, and they actually really use the space not only for networking but also really addressing their national leaders with the problems they are struggling with locally. And sometimes it is actually easier for them to do this in New York City at the UN headquarters than back home. So I think there is one of the many uses a forum like this can have for the struggles these women are dealing with locally.
Last week, after the show here in the studios of WBAI, I had the pleasure of interviewing Aymara, a woman from Peru, who is here in New York, and she's going to be part of the summit next week, of course. I was hoping to have played an excerpt from our interview. We spoke for almost an hour, mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I just didn't have time to cut it. I'm going to probably air it next week on the morning show, and in other programs next week we'll play it. But she was pointing to the role women do play. That she was not shy in saying that we are at the forefront of the struggle for our territorial, our cultural, our political rights, certainly in the area that she comes from. Could you talk a little bit about that and how this is going to be reflected next week?
Yeah, I mean, this is actually, I think, a very important point to make, because very often at the United Nations, especially indigenous people, indigenous women are invited to testify as victims. So we very often forget, that they are not only victims, but they're actually very active in the movements. So we focus this year on climate change, you know, because climate change puts civilization as we know it in real danger. And indigenous communities are not only among those that are affected most by climate change, but they are also very active in movements fighting it. And I think this is a chance to make this fight also visible. And our goal actually is to help by a project like this to build alliances to fight, for example, climate change globally.
You see the valiant struggle because they're very often they're at the front lines of mobilizations, of marches, protests, not only doing the work of implementing some of their traditional practices to try to sustain the environment and protect the environment to confront climate change. Next week, we're going to have some of the participants in the session, the Confronting Climate Change, Indigenous Women and Sustainable Development session that you're hosting on the 22nd, and we'll give details to listeners in a moment. But could you give us maybe a sense of, you know, a couple of the folks who are going to be here, two or three? I mean, it's an impressive list. You have about 12 people here who will be speaking.
I'm very impressed myself, and I can't wait to meet them because I haven't met all of them beforehand. Mm-hmm. So first of all, we cover a broad regional range. So they come from Kenya, Cameroon, and Tanzania, from India, Nepal, from Bolivia, Nicaragua, and Mexico, and from the United States and Canada. So we are also very excited about having an exchange between indigenous people from the Global South and North America. So, as I said, we have some very seasoned activists, like, for example, Lucy Mulenki from Kenya, who has worked on several initiatives for indigenous peoples and on issues such as the environment, sustainable development, and the post 2015 development agenda, or Rose Cunningham Kane from Nicaragua, who has been here for many years already, and she is working in her community to serve more than 115 poor and marginalized communities along the Coco River by developing programs that promote self-sufficiency and assisting indigenous people to develop skills they need for self-government. But also we have some younger activists like Alina Saba from Nepal, who was actually selected as a panelist at the 2014 United Nations Climate Summit in New York City among 500 applicants, and who's a great and impressive speaker, especially on issues around climate change. We also will have Elisa Vega, CEO from Bolivia, who has until recently worked at the Ministry of Culture and Tourism, where she led the Office for Depatriarchalization of the Vice Ministry of Decolonization. And she also is very knowledgeable in the traditional ways that indigenous people are able to cope with the many problems and struggles we are facing today. Right. So this is just, you know,
just skimming the surface.
Few examples. Each and every of these women is very impressive. I have to say that.
So the event is Wednesday, April 22nd at 1:15 p.m. We're going to post a link to the event specifically on WBAI's website in our highlights page, and we'll share it with listeners. But the could you give us the location and the details just so people know? Again, it's Confronting Climate Change, Indigenous Women, and Sustainable Development. Next Wednesday, Earth Day, April 22nd, from 1:15 to 2:30.
Well, it is actually at the UN headquarters.
That's what I thought.
So it's on the UN premises, on Conference Room 12.
Okay, and I look forward to working with your office and bringing at least, you know, some of the impressive women that are coming into New York for this UN Permanent Forum on Indigenous Women. And next week I have the pleasure of hosting, filling in for, I can't really fill in for Teokasin, but I will be hosting Teokasin Ghost Horse First Voices Indigenous Radio next Thursday, and we'll have some of these women here live in the studio with us, and I look forward to that. So I want to thank you, Stephanie Empson.
Thank you so much.
Again, Stephanie Empson is the co-director of the Rosa Luxemburg Stiftung, New York City. And she's, along with Madre, involved with this extraordinary event next week that we'll be telling you more details about right here on WBAI. And it's 7.